Welcome, 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 everyone, to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and my girl.
Zosia, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. It's been an amazing day of shows. What about you?
Yes, it has. We've been working. We have been working,
That's
right?
right.
Where do we go on this exquisite day?
That's right. That's right. The ground crew is working. Playing, I should say playing.
Playing, playing. Where were we earlier? Tell people where were
Yeah,
we?
that's thank you. Oh, so we were guests on the Cumin Perspective, and that with Johnny and Kevin, and had so much fun exploring dolphin birthing and our dolphin experience in Bimini, and getting a little bit into some of how their curiosity on the role of the masculine as far as the in the birthing process with us ladies. And
Yeah, it's so good to get the male perspective, isn't it? Just to chat.
it
Just
is.
to chat and feel each other's presence, and just doesn't almost matter what the topic is in a way, really. It's just to connect.
Agreed, agreed. And then Zosha, we pop on over to Sojourns, and okay, so they were dropping some bombs. You dropped a bomb on me. Truth bombs today, right?
Very
Debunk.
brave beauties.
Oh my gosh. I mean, exactly. Debunking religion and whoever's inspired to listen and receive and their perspectives. It was amazing. Wow.
Every time one of the beautiful people, Merman 2,
Oh yeah.
spoke, it's just I feel I shared with Corinne. It's like that can be a show, and that can be a show. It's just an endless topic about religion, which is, I mean, really kudos to all of you for taking that on and trying to break it down in the most beautiful way, not with judgment, not with judgment, just sharing perspective. And thank you for the fish.
That's right. That's right. I love it. I love it. That's so good. That's so good.
Oh, and I have something to say to you.
Yeah.
Happy 21st live show, sis.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
I looked at the
Yay.
date, and today's the 12th. It's just funny. But 21 live shows.
Wow.
I know.
I still like I can't believe this is what we're doing. Like, you know what I mean? Just
Yeah, the dream is better. Or
yeah.
what comes out is almost better than the dream.
Exactly. There we go with exactly again. How many times can I say exactly?
But I have to say, I was inspired. Last night, I kept, or during this week, I kept feeling this. I just want a cake. I just want to bake a cake. I
Ooh.
had no reasoning or input. I just want to bake a cake. So today, on the Cumin Perspective, Kevin tells some joke. It was really funny, but it mentions about eating cake. I'm like, that's it. I got my third message. So I baked a cake. And
Ooh.
I
This
have to
afternoon?
say, I baked a cake this afternoon. I made frosting, so I have to assemble it. But I baked, my daughter used to have all the, well, whatever they were. She had allergies in the United States, but she did not have allergies to wheat when we went to Ireland or other countries. So whatever that is.
Yeah.
But I learned to bake differently. So I made this chocolate quinoa cake.
Ooh.
So the batter, instead of it being flour, is cooked quinoa mixed with eggs, and I use coconut sugar, all these other things. It's fairly simple to make, but it's incredibly delicious and moist. So it's exciting, really. It's kind of a metaphor of redoing things differently and what's available to us, and that you can make this cake, and the frosting is just dark chocolate, dark chocolate, and coconut cream.
Oh God, that
You
sounds
cool it and
amazing.
whip it up, and honestly, I've served it to, regular sweet eaters, and they felt it was amazing. So if anyone's interested, look up chocolate quinoa cake.
Well, I'm writing
And
that down.
yeah, it's fun. It's like experimentation, and it's delicious. It's moist.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm writing that down because that
Just
sounds
use a smaller cake pan, because the one I used was a little bigger, so it looks more like thick crackers. But you'll see. There's someone, I feel the recipe I used today was, look at us sharing recipes.
I love it.
It had time in the title, THYME.
Okay.
Did I write it? Oh, making time for health. That's a website that had the chocolate quinoa recipe. Well,
I'm definitely going to check it out. Making time for help.
Yeah, so okay. It's fun. Then I realized, oh, well, how synchronistic, because it's our 21st. We're adults now. It's our 21st live show. Aren't we adults after 21?
You made us a cake.
I know. Should I mail you some?
Please do. Gosh, wish you lived closer. Oh.
Sorry, I just was inspired to share the recipe.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, okay. Well, now I'm going to have to, make that cake.
You could do it in a sheet pan as well. So you don't even need the two round tins, but okay. Whatever makes you happy. I'm just silly again. I'm excited to be here. Oh. I feel you have something to share.
I do. Okay. So there's a song that a beautiful sister sent to me, shared with me this morning, Karen in Pennsylvania.
Hi, PA.
Yeah, Karen in PA. And we were exchanging music, different, songs that we listened to.
You cheated on me? You cheated on me.
There's no cheating here. We're all sisters.
Sheesh.
So she sent me this song that she was listening to, and I remember, so I pulled it up, and I remember, it's funny because I used to love watching VH1 and MTV when I was younger, and I would see these songs, and now I know it was The Light, Recognizing the Light, and putting out a message, to help awaken people. And there's so many, but so I was listening to it and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. So it's called, I was going to read the lyrics, and Karen and Sharon, I am playing the air guitar to this song while I love it.
I'll be eating cake.
you have an easy job. You'll be eating cake. So it's by Living Color, Cult of Personality. And it's basically kind of poking fun at identity and how identity is propped up and how the media uses it to portray and manipulate, portray something and then can twist it and manipulate it to something that it's not. So, I thought it was a, pretty cool to share, especially with what's going on right now. I don't look at the news, but I think the message of the song is just, go within, you're your own savior. Mm. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of personality. I know you're angry. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy. I'm the cult of personality. Neon lights, Nobel Prize. When a mirror speaks, the reflection lies. You won't have to follow me. Only you can set me free. Then it goes into, I sell these things you need to be. I'm the smiling face on your TV. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. I exploit you. Still, you love me. I tell you one and one makes three. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. Like Joseph Stalin and Gandhi. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. And then it goes into, I can't help myself. I got to sing it. It just comes through.
It's great.
And then neon lights, Nobel Prize. When a leader speaks, that leader dies. He won't have to follow me. Only you can set me free. And the end, you gave me fortune. You gave me fame. You gave me power in your God's name. I'm every person you need to be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. And the outro is a quote by John F. Kennedy, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And I know they mentioned Kennedy, I know Q has said, mentioned songs where they talk about Jesus, and we know, so I get all that. It's like mocking identity. We're not these, this personality, it's engineered, and we're not identity. That's the trap, right?
Yeah. And also what stood out to me, I exploit you and you still love me. That's not exactly what you said. I don't feel. But the use, how that the other side, the dark side, used in some cases, maybe personalities to exploit us, to get us looking, oh, look what he said. So not Kennedy, because we can't use that example.
Right.
You know, but other ones. Yeah, just to focus outside of ourselves. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, look what she's saying. Or he's so handsome and let's follow him. And yeah, it could be so alluring.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just found it interesting. That's the trap. We're a fractal of source. We are limitless. We have no restrictions. The trap is identity. And so, to think that you have limits, to make you feel like you have limits. And that's why Q always, you know, told us, you know, don't focus on identity, just drop identity. So I just felt like, I don't know. I just wanted to share that. I just thought it was, you know, especially with everything that we're seeing going on right now, it's 6D chess. You know, they have many versions of Trump. They have both sides, right? The dark and I mean, they, you know, and the white hats. Like, who do you trust? And it's meant to be this way because it's the fog of war. It can be confusing. All that to say, to go within. You know, you're your own savior. Yes, of course, we're getting a lot of help from source, from Q. As he's told us, you know, you and I we're the same, right?
Yes, go within. I feel like you're touching on that feeling when you said, "How do you know?" With the fog of war going on, how do you know? You just have to really almost close your eyes and feel and stop almost looking at the identity. I feel even Soul Journey's connected to something. I feel Corinne read something about seeing, like your eyes can be lying, what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And it's go within. How do we do that? Go within, feel your heart and quit. And also synchronistically, I re-listened to something, well, always to something Q says, and or maybe it was last week on the repeats that are amazing. It just seems like it's right now. Asha and Q discuss the heart. It's the umbilical cord to source.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I want to go. You know, that's what I want to know the truth from. So it's beautiful. By the way, you sang it beautifully. I love when you break into song.
Oh,
it helped because I don't recognize it by the lyrics per se. So I'm excited to listen. And of course it came up to you today. So great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I know it's the conscious gateway coming through and tapping into it. And I didn't have a song plan to share today, but that came to me. So yeah, thank you.
It's fun. It's so fun as you, it just starts to, like, of course it's synchronicity. So now we know now, but when you live it and really start to watch it, it just feels so personal and really so delightful when you feel these things come through. It's just more breadcrumbs and nuggets. It's just magical, really. Do you feel that?
I do. It's, you know, I ask, you know, where's Q? Well, he's all around us. I mean, he's everywhere, you know, he's in us, he's around us. So just if you can feel it and know it and recognize it, right?
Yeah, that's the beauty of finding inner peace, of keep going for inner peace, right? Because again, the beautiful guidance we've had from Q and Mermaid and the whole team to go within and feel it. If we keep outside looking at the personalities and listening to the noise, it's tough to feel.
It is.
You know, it's that quiet space, that stillness, the language, the conversation is different. The knowing is different.
Exactly. And this goes into, do you mind if I share about last Saturday and what we talked about?
Please. I got nothing today. I got nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was my cake. So
I love it. I love it.
I have a little thing that'll come to me. So please share away.
It's perfect. Okay. So last Saturday, I don't know if anybody was feeling this. We talked about this, Zosha, and talked to some other sisters about this. The energies that were coming in last Saturday, pulsing in the light. You know, we're surrounded by source. We're getting the light. We're getting the truth, whether we want it or not. I was feeling it physically in my body, so intense. I'm a feeler. I'm a very tactile, sensory person. So I was feeling it, and I'm like, oh my God, wow, this is interesting. And I shared it with you. And I really, I'm like, how do I deal with this? It's because I guess there's stuff that needed to come, you know, densities that needed to be cleared, things that were being illuminated. Oh, still need to work on this. And so I was experiencing these physical symptoms. And we talked about it. And, you know, we have the tools, you know, we all have our own unique process of how we work through them. And something that I had, you know, I got through that little storm, if you will. And I realized that I had been, you know, on this journey, I'd been resisting, sitting in stillness, and just being in that uncomfortable space of observing thoughts. Of course, knowing how this all works, the thoughts create emotions, and then from emotions, you the feeling and how this all goes. I get that. But actually doing the inner work, you know, it's kind of like a project. I mean, you know, that's the main project for me, is the ascension and doing the inner work, right? Anything you want to add to that, Zosha?
Well, just as you were starting to say that, I felt, it's kind of like an overlay of the song. As you look at your feelings and what you're feeling and what you're thinking, it's a different cult of personality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We can get distracted by all of that, which is the goal. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. Go ahead.
So what I did, how did I support my, we'll use me as the example, and you chime in with whatever you want to share. So I was resisting sitting in that stillness, that space of just observing thought, letting it, you know, whatever needs to come up. It's very uncomfortable. It is a very uncomfortable process.
The fur balls.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't look comfortable.
Oh, it's uncomfortable. It's unpleasant. It's ugly. You know, it is. But at the same time, it's like, I felt it. It almost feels like your body, it's an ego death. What can I say? You're physically going through a death, but it's not a physical death in your body. It's the ego death. And that takes, it's the ultimate surrender. Literally, I felt like I was unzipping this earth suit. My spirit was stepping out of the earth suit and looking at me and saying, these emotions are not you. These thoughts are not, this is not you, right? Unless it's inspired from my heart. And then getting to the place of just, once you go through all that, and it takes practice. I mean, I sit every day and I practice, and each day I it gets longer and longer the time that I can do it. But once you get over that hump, you're in this place of peace, and it's a completely different frequency. It's a different world. And no wonder they keep that, you know, all the systems and structures that were put in place to keep us on the hamster wheel and distracted, whether it's, you know, the financial, all the systems that they created, it's on purpose. And so, you know, once I got to that other side, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is, you feel like you're floating, like you're in another place.
You know? So it sounds like you have proof that it works, that what Q and Mermaid have shared, it works.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And I get it. It can be, you know, it can be difficult because, I get how it all works with timelines, with expectation and obligations. Oh, I've got to go do this and I got to go do this. And because that's keeping you from, you know, sitting here and doing. You know, if you want to do it, right? I I'm ascending. I'm not turning. I'm not going back, you know? So I want to do it. It might not be pleasant, but damn it, I'm doing it. I'm not, even I get smacked around, I get back up and I keep going and you just get stronger.
Yeah. And it's also the clarity for me, what came out is having clarity. I'm ascending. Bottom line, I'm ascending. So you just have clarity of where you're going, have self-awareness of the process.
Exactly.
Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Do it again. Do it again. Just
do it. Exactly. I would get restless. I would get bored. I would, you know, just all of that ugliness. But the other, I promise you, on the other side, it's amazing. It's worth it.
No one will ever be able to do the work. You know, that's why even looking outside, I could probably assume we've all gone and done that in some ways, looking outside of ourselves. This person said this, this person wrote that, right? Or inspired me, all of that, right? They're all tools to get us that place. But it just seems to be, I love that visual. I remember you mentioned the For the People article about Egypt. When you go through that dark, dark tunnel on your knees to get to the king's chamber, or the queen's chamber. And I felt, it's almost the same example in all aspects of other people. I'd listened to their stories and feelings. Just seems to be this, you have to go through it. Mm-hmm. You can't walk around. You can't take a shortcut. You can't go on top. No one could take you in a taxi. You have to go through it. And you mentioned the word resistance. It's because it's scary, right? You're on your own. We really are on our own in a sense of going through it. That's, I feel, even where that radical honesty comes through. Like, okay, you shared this as well. I don't want to look at this week. I'm going to stuff it back down, you know, but it's still going to be there. It's still going to come knocking at our door. It just seems to be the process that we have to go through that. I guess that's where Q says pain.
Yeah.
You know, the pain is what the pain has been and the teacher for me in my existence.
It gets your attention.
Because even the song, okay, that song's been around, Cult of Person, and thousands of other songs. Why didn't we hear it? Why didn't we hear it differently at that time? It's just we have to prime ourselves, and now you hear all this incredible music again. It's new again. It's a lot. I'm new again. I have new ears and eyes. I'm feeling it from my heart, totally different, and not as distracted. So I really sit with it, really be present with the music. And I love all of that because as we talked earlier on the human perspective about being with our partner someday, it's just knowing that presence. It's that presence we can even have with a song, with each other. It's just, I don't know. I see repetitions everywhere. I see the metaphors everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's I guess it's so simple. That's how you do it, but it's the hardest thing to do.
It is. And the only way out is in. And I loved what Soldierin said today. You know, it's your choice. You know, I think Merman said, I think it was Merman who said, you know, it's your choice if you want to. That's how beautiful Source is. Source doesn't judge. It's a choice. And hey, if you don't want to, that's all good, you know, because we're all, sounds like a cliche, but we're all on our own unique journey. And the beauty of Source is that it's a choice that we get to make as a sovereign choice.
Yeah, and a choice too that no one's coming to save us. I feel like you even referenced, we tried that in the past, but no one's coming to save us out of great love and respect for us as the powerful creators we are.
Exactly.
Because if someone's going through a storm, it's like, okay, that's what they're choosing. Who am I to ever jump into your book? I have no idea how you're writing your chapter.
Right.
You know what I mean? So unless asked a question, that's different. But I've learned that a long way as well, especially with my children, just staying in my lane and guiding, obviously when they're young and safe, but just learning. Wow, just sit down, lady. Live their life.
Shush yourself.
I shush myself all the time.
I do too.
It's great. Thank you. But it is, it's that awareness. It's an awareness. I'm not in my lane. They're my children. I always knew they came through me. They weren't mine. They came through me. They were lights. That's what we talked about as well in human perspective is what I always marvel with is the beauty of birth. the beauty of the light coming through a human vessel. That's how we animate this place. We're here to grow our light in this vessel. It's profound. I mean, it's even so hard to speak about. The light keeps... I'll just stop there. Oh, but I had this funny quote that I always remembered. It's myself. I didn't get it for years, but it goes in line with the story you're sharing. So I don't even know where I heard it. But the saying is, wherever you go, there you are. And I used to get really frustrated. Like, what the heck does that mean? What does that mean? But it kept coming back to me and I always kept feeling it throughout my life, my 20s, wherever you go, there you are. Until I hit a hard part. I'm like, oh, I get it. Wherever you go, there you are. You don't want to deal with your stuff? No problem, but you're still there with you.
Oh, like, yeah.
Wherever you go, there you are. You cannot get away from it. So
you got that right.
It just makes me chuckle still because it has really helped me. So it helped me recognize, nope, I'm ascending, clearing this stuff out. Even before I knew about ascension, somehow I knew to go on a journey to start cleansing my vessel in a sense, or going deeper, asking deeper questions. And that just kept repeating it often. Wherever you go, there you are, girl. Oh yeah, yeah, there you are again. Uh-huh. Looking good today or not so cute today. What are you going to do about it? You know?
Exactly. Yeah, I do. I so know. And, you know, we talked about this, Zosia, what you shared, this came to me. So these thoughts come up and we all have our own way of dealing with them. Observe them in neutrality. But something that helped me was, okay, this is not me. And then what do you do with that thought? I obliterate it. I just disintegrate it. I'm like, that's not me, you know, and it's like a dust. It's like a blast of light, you know, I took care of that one, you know? And I'm such a feeler. I feel so, we all know this. I feel so deeply. I loved what you shared with me this week. It was a guy talking and he shared how we don't, he's talking about empaths and he says, we don't see sunsets. We feel them. Mm-hmm. I was like, thank you for saying how I'm feeling. Cause we just feel them. And that's why the superficial relationships or situationships type things, they don't last and they just don't resonate because we love that deep connection where we feel. And I loved what you shared today on Human Perspective about, you know, that sustained, you know, we'll use the word orgasmic state, but that sustained state of, and help me out if there's a better word, of presence and sustaining it. It's not this, oh, you had an orgasm and now it's back to, you know, back to earth. It's this sustained, I mean, don't get me wrong, now that's a bonus, but it's that sustained presence with your true, you know, your true love, your true partner. I don't know. I don't mean to go down that rabbit hole, but I thought that was beautiful how you brought that up.
Well, thank you for that. I found it helpful in the past when I'd always describe to people, it's like, I didn't know how else to say it. I feel so deeply, like in every cell of my body. Oh, me too. And then I'm like, okay, other people feel like this too. And then I'd watch them. I'm like, they didn't feel that.
Yeah.
Okay, tell someone else. It's like, no one gets this. Over years, like, I don't know how to communicate. You know, I don't know how to communicate this until I heard someone share something about an empath. I never heard about that. And I don't really focus on the labels of that either.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go down that avenue. But just to hear some words around it and hear some others who described it more like I did, it just helped. I feel we just look to sort of just be heard by seen by someone.
It was validation. Like,
yes,
I'm not nuts. You know, this is why the relationship, like they didn't last, you know, just because it wasn't there. It just wasn't there. It was, anyways.
Well, on that with a relationship, how do you feel about this? I would look at it over time. Okay, what? Like, yet again, I'm having this other thing with this person. What is it? Just really, whether it's friends or romantic or whatnot. I just really wanted to know. I just earnestly wanted to know. If it's me, I won't do something about it. But honestly, I don't think it's me. And I realized they're saying things, but that it's like Charlie Brown speak. I don't hear that. Yeah. I feel just like you feel the sunset. I feel in a whole other level that I feel what you're saying is, ah, oh, oh, the words of what you're saying are this, but what you're really saying, what your spirit is saying is this. So it took me such a long time to recognize just speaking another language. Mm-hmm. And Q said once that was really helpful as well, when he spoke to a child, a young person, and the child said, I'm just faster, I'm just faster.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I get that. So it took a long time to recognize that these actually are capabilities, profound capabilities to pick up nuance on that level, to know not to walk into a building because it's just getting a funny feeling. Now to start respecting that and really listening to that aspect of my spirit has helped me profoundly, profoundly. It is a capability.
It is. It is. And to just attack onto that feeling and then trusting that feeling and not second guessing, because that's the mind, right?
Yeah. And that's where it comes in, knowing your spirit, knowing how it speaks, knowing how it communicates with you. How does it give you impressions? How do I get my way isn't your way? You know, we all have our own ways. Even Q said that too, about people having different ways. They don't know. We teach them how we come to know things. The way I process information is fascinating. It's fascinating when I sit on the edge and just observe myself. But the feeling nature, that was just next level. And that's where slowing down is faster. Because when you slow and really tuning into that aspect of yourself and paying attention, well, it's faster because I didn't take the left and get into that, you know, traffic of 18 miles. Mm-hmm. I took the right, and just not an actual example, but I'm feeling my spirit. I'm feeling the synchronicities. I'm feeling my flow. That's where the faster is versus every time you just rush into something. Oh, why did I do that? Kind of feeling. So for me, that's learning myself. You asked last week, I feel, how do you know your spirit? That's one of it. You feeling it. But now, so here's the piece too, Lauren, where Ron and Q speak about clearing out the vessel. It's unloading some of those old feelings that if we're not in neutrality, that's what I learned to study when you talked about head or heart. If I'm not in neutrality, then what is it? If I'm not using this feeling of inspiration, where did this feeling of sadness come, or betrayal, or whatever the feelings come up? They're not me. So that's the beauty of the gift of having these tools where we can clear it out. So we can just keep tuning in more, feeling more, knowing more, getting more of our knowledge, mm-hmm. right? Versus being over. I used to cry at movies all the time. Love romantic comedies, love, teared up at this, that, and the other thing. At a certain point of doing clearings, I just stopped. I was like, well, it's not that I haven't had a glistening eye. I do. So I haven't turned it off, but they're mine. I recognize that. Do you know what I mean? I'm not overcome. Okay, not to say a perfect statement. I'm still a human vessel, but overall, I'm really not overcome like I used to be. Like, I'd almost put myself in the role of the person in the movie.
Yeah.
It happened to me, or this sadness happened to me. What is that triggering, or what is that prompting? That's a whole mess over there. So just grateful for the Creation Lightship, as always, just that they can help and clear the slate that I don't even know where it's coming from, but I know it's there because I see myself. Oh, I'm crying again. I mean, Ron will say that if you're triggered in a movie or XYZ, that could be a sign of something to clear. So do you get what I'm saying about
I do
our authentic feelings and then feeling everyone else's stuff?
I do. And I'm glad that you brought up the knowing the spirit and how our own unique, you know, spirit talks to us, because that's what I'm working on, you know, and what it looks like for me, how to, I guess I could say discern, you know, and I usually just jump right into things, but happen to slow down and just, okay, let's slow down here. Slow down, girl. And let's just feel. How does this feel to me? It takes practice, you know, especially when we're in a microwave world where we have to just get up and jump, you know, whenever someone says to, well, you know, how they, the programming. So.
Well, and also, do you feel this as being a feeling person, as we just shared, I observed in myself, not to put you or anyone on timelines, but I observed in myself, I often would be in a state of overwhelm, of this racingness. I just get overwhelmed. That it had been very exhausting over time, but I had to learn. It's like, okay, here's that overwhelm again. Here it is again. Let me try and clear it or do a command or whatever comes to me. So the slowness helped at a certain point make a distinction between the two. It just took some time. Like you're saying, we're researchers. We're researching ourselves. We're going through, to me, that's going through that tunnel. It's seeing it and feeling it, mm-hmm. And separating. And we're our own problems. So we do the work. It's a beautiful statement.
Well, and yeah. And it's like, okay, I'm going to call myself out on my own stuff, you know, yeah. Right? Like radical honesty, you know, I would hope my 20 would, you know, I know they would. So I would hope so, because I saw a clip the other night from The Notebook, and you know, with that movie. And he said something to her, and he was like, I'm not afraid to call you out. I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. Or like, he's, you know, like, to me, that's what we're doing now, is just an example. But I gotta be accountable and responsible and do my work. And, you know, this is what we're doing.
And I love that you brought that up. It makes me recall when Asha said something about Q. I can't remember her words, but something like this, and it was really stood out to me. It was probably like 2 years ago. She said something like, it can appear cold. A being of the light could appear cold. And I got that because there's a neutrality there.
Yeah.
But now connect it with this. This is where I'd start to work it out. It's like love and light, love and light. I used to really hit my head up against this. Like, I am so pissed inside and I have to be love and light, you know, that whole spiral staircase. So I really studied that. I'm like, but I just feel this and I just say it, and it's a lot. It's like, but I'm saying it to be honest. I feel like if I'm sharing my honest heart, isn't that a lot better than us going through this dancing all around the topic and no one's talking about it? But it didn't go over too well. I was like, so I was really hard on myself. And then I'm like, wait, I'm the one who really keeps speaking the truth. Let me look at this really honestly. Mm-hmm. I am being honest here. I'm real. Okay, I could say it better sometime, you know, however, but I'm really being honest here. So there's really yearning for someone just to connect with on that level, until I'd meet a character who just, you know, people, they'd be construed as a character that just say it, oh, they're so rude. I gravitated to those people. I so gravitated to them because I found it so refreshing, because it was honest. I don't care if you're sweet, and I don't care if you say something that like shocks people. I just want the honesty. So I read something earlier, which goes in line with what we're talking about. What is radical honesty to me? It's clarity. Clarity with yourself, clarity with the situation. Or do we want, another example of the love and light, do we want hopeful confusion? And I thought, yes, that's it. That's that fine line of departing into truth. Hopeful confusion. I've had enough of that.
Yeah.
Did you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
It's love and light. It's this, but you know, as a feeler, you know, you can feel through that. So someone can say that to you, but it won't stick because it isn't actually honest.
Right. It's like spiritual bypassing.
Yeah, which is what I was saying when Kelly so beautifully shared last week. This really stood out to me in her sharing, as I felt her and she shared. And I hope this is okay, Kelly. I know it is, because you shared it on the radio and chatted with people and then chatted with us. But the other side of that lesson was observing Q doing that. He was clear. He didn't give hopefulness. He didn't participate. And I hope that's okay saying this, but it's such a great example. Such a great example. He demonstrates not participating in the hopeful confusion. He's here to help us transition. And I really so appreciate Kelly's courage for sharing that and bringing us back to that moment to learn from and observe. It's a profound, for me, it's a lesson for me in the light. How am I in the light? Do I keep blowing smoke up my kids' backsides to keep them happy and content? I ask them this. Okay, do you want my honest opinion? I ask first. Yes. Okay. Now I've just prepped you. I prepped you as a receiver to sit here in presence with me and know and acknowledge that you're asking for my opinion. But with great care, I will give you my honest opinion. And I see how the dynamic has changed as well to have that conversation. So I see that myself as well as a person trying to hold the light, not to participate in that other stuff, to really be clear, but not share anything if no one's asking me. I'm just quiet. Does that make, do you know where what I'm saying?
I do. And I bet they're so much stronger because of that, because of what you've been doing with them.
Yeah, they are. Thank you. They don't always like it. I get it, because we don't like it until we're ready. Like we don't, I've had so many trigger reactions of my own from people. You see the ego get puffed up and what, and you start getting into that, unless I'm honest with myself. So yeah, I would agree with that. And I'll tell them too. I said, well, go anywhere else. Go, scan the people that you interact with. Just tell me or ask me how many people are really honest with themselves or with you. Do your own study. And they get it. They get it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll go here. This person will make me feel better. I'll go here.
And no problem. Like sometimes we just need that.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe we just need, I just don't want to be that person. I want to be this person who's honest, because that's, how can I expect to receive it if I'm not that myself?
Exactly.
It's not easy, because it's tricky. People don't like it. I don't want to blow people's, things, but that's why I so appreciate you and our other friends here to have these conversations, because you can feel the heart, you can feel the heart and the love of the being.
Right. And right.
Just say, look, do you have 10 minutes? Yeah, I got 10 minutes. I just need to vent. All right. You're going to vent. Do you want my opinion? Right. We've had these conversations.
Yeah.
Are you looking for my opinion? So now it's like, are you giving me permission for that? Okay. Now it's a mature conversation. It's totally different. Totally
that
different.
Is. Yeah. It's actually wanting to grow.
Yeah. And to holding space, because sometimes we just have to get it out. But it's also recognizing the other person. We're not just dumping on them.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like a drive-by. Keep going.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, absolutely.
But you sharing is also courageous, and me sharing, all of us sharing, because we're being vulnerable. But you sharing your experiences last week is also helpful, because it helps give us a prompt to discuss.
Yeah.
And just if other people can see their story and your story or any of our stories, I don't know. I really feel very moved by it. Because even when I look around, I don't interact too many people anymore. But when I did, I didn't find too many of these conversations.
Yeah.
But now it's different. We're changing it.
That's right. That's right. Oh, go ahead.
No, we're participating where we want to now, subconsciously. So yeah. We're getting that reflected back to us. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And what was I going to say about that?
About participating or asking.
Oh gosh, what was that?
Permission.
I guess it'll come back to me. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to help you out. Just the growing in our knowing, just having these conversations. It's just reading a book. It's someone else's perspective. Doesn't mean we're right. Doesn't mean we drive by, keep on going. No one has to believe us. Just like the discussion on religion earlier. No one has to believe it, but consider another person's perspective. That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And I loved what Zaya said about, she said, you know, she shared her individual journey and her background and, you know, what she grew up with in the Apostolic Church. And, oh, no, you just, this is what you believe this is it. And don't question. But she, you know, encouraged, you know, whoever's excited, you know, and wants to explore it. Hey, start asking the questions, you know, start, you know, I feel like, you know, that was, you know, you remember, don't ask questions. This is how it is. Well, why is that? Right? Like, really?
Questions are key. And were you shut down for asking questions? I was. It's just, oh, just sit down and, not that I was a noisy person, but just sit down and it's like, you have more questions and being ridiculed at times. It's like, yeah, I do have more questions. How come nobody wants to answer my questions?
Yeah.
Where do you go? Well, to me, that opens, every question you ask opens a door to new awareness, new information, new knowledge. It's just a constant growing, growing.
Didn't Q say something about questions? It's like a form of love, like just a way of, didn't he say something along
the
line?
Yeah, if you love me, ask me questions.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just love that how she shared that. You know, because that's, I think all of us who are here, who are listening, who are on the journey, you know, we all started in that place of just like, I'm questioning. I'm like, God, this, something seems off here. This, you know, just, you know, how it would go. And,
I remember during a religion time just saying, wait, so you only feel if you're Catholic, like these people are damned?
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, does that make logical sense to you? So there's a billion Catholics in the world. The other, no, we can't talk about population, but the other 6 billion or whatever are going. Does that make sense to you?
It does, because I'm like, well, if you don't do this, you're going to hell. I'm like, well, what about the people in Africa who don't have that? What about them? Like, are they going to hell too? You know, yeah, I'm like, ugh.
But you get the crickets back. Ugh. It's like, doesn't, yeah, but. Yeah. And I, not to judge, I've been in moments of being, you know, it's my spirit that came, to me, the spirit is connected to my question. It's like pulling it through. The spirit's looking to get out,
yeah.
Asking questions. I remember saying in New York with the Twin Towers, I'm like, all right, all caught up in that. I was in the south of France when that happened, which is interesting. I was actually interviewed in my broken French. But I remember saying to someone, I'm like, okay, I'm into it. I had no idea about anything then. That's what happened. But shortly after, I remember saying, okay, that has to be some kind of freaking miracle for those two towers. I've been in those towers, worked in those towers, over 100 floors. Both those towers came down. Not one bit of lean, nothing out of whack. Like all, it's very congested. Not one of those things damaged any. Okay, there's some damage, but nothing tipped over. Nothing went askew.
Yeah. It's
over 100 stories. Like, again, another question, another internal question, like something's up.
Yeah, exactly. Something's not right here.
But then you're busy, busy, busy with life.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, I'm the weirdo. Other people are not questioning this. And what do you do with it? So thank you to all of the, as you were saying, Lauren, all the patriots, all the beings, Q, Mermaid, Source, everyone for fighting this fight, you know, to move this consciousness of truth through us and for us for receiving it as well.
That's right. Absolutely. I have something that I want to share that I thought was pretty cool, Zosha.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give a shout out to a sister, Karen, in Pennsylvania. This is an example of synchronicity and just breadcrumbs. So we connected through beautiful Kelly. Karen, she had shared with me how she was the story of finding this painting. I think it was 6 months ago. I'm telling the story right. Anyways, she found this painting, and it's like from the 1930s and 1940s. It's a beautiful painting of a big ship in the ocean. It's, I guess you could, I don't know what kind of a schooner. It's got multiple masts, multiple sails. I mean, the sucker's huge. And it's in the ocean. It's got some seagulls, you know. And she didn't know. Something told her, I need to get this painting. And her friends, oh, no, why, you know, all the reasons why not. No, I need to get it. So she got it, not knowing what she was going to do with it. And I have her permission to share this. I asked, just to be sure. And so I connected with her, and it sat, you know, for a little while it sat. I connected with her, and she said, this is for you. This is, and she sent it to me. And I'm looking at this, I'm looking at it right now. It's on my kitchen counter. And the message that I got was, be the captain of your ship.
Oh, I love that.
Be the captain of your ship, girl.
I love that.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. So I say that to say, I know we, BBS, I know we're coming short on time. So I say that to say, like, be the captain of your ship. We're ascending. We're doing it. We're doing the work. We're showing up. And Zosha, with that, I was just going to, you know, thank you to Karen. Thank you so much. It just touched my heart so much.
It's beautiful. I love that. See, you never know. You just follow your heart. You just never know.
You never know. And she had no idea. She's like, I don't know, but I'm going to get it. And I mean, just it's a reminder. It's just, it's a daily reminder to look at it. Be the captain of your ship, girl, you know?
Yeah.
But before we end, anything that you wanted to add to that?
It's beautiful and it's inspiring. And it just, again, Q says you're able to be anything and everything on this planet. You just be here now. That's a demonstration of being here now. Karen purchased the piece and it inspires you. That's how we all work. That's how it works when we're in our hearts. Like these beautiful things start to happen and the fabric of our creation changes.
That's right. And it's the sailing, like the song by Christopher Cross, Sailing, and why I tear up when I hear that song. It's breadcrumbs, you know,
yeah.
the mer people, Atlantis, the ocean, the water. It's just, it's breadcrumbs. And it's, and I don't, like, how do you explain this to somebody who doesn't get it? I guess.
Only if they ask a question. They'll come in time.
Yeah.
Come in time. I always feel like that too. Years ago, during Kennedy's time, who did they have? Their group was so tiny. Do you know, in the whole Q team at that time, who did they have to talk to? No one.
No.
You know, it was small. So I'm grateful we have us, all of us to communicate with. So it's growing and growing, more people. It's all perfect. Everyone's making their choices. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it truly is. It truly is. Well, with that, I think I did have some shout outs to give out, if you're okay with that, Zosha.
Yeah, go.
Well, of course, always want to thank BBS. BBS, we love you. Couldn't do
we
this with
BBS. Keep talking. I might chat over you.
Okay. We love you. Mr. T, we love working with you.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Q, Trump, Source, Mermaid, the Earth Alliance, the White Hats, our guardians. For the People, Creation Lightship, PRQ team, we love you.
And all those we don't know that are helping as well.
Exactly. The ones that we have no clue who are
helping.
Love
you, BBS.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, that's all I got to say, I think, girl.
Yeah. PRQ is coming up next. And remember, next week we're at the lunchtime hour just before PRQ Homesteads. We always forget that. And beautiful every day, night, everything to all of you. We appreciate you all.
Yes.
That's a wrap, BBS.
That's a wrap.